On this Tuesday afternoon, the very first day of April 2014, the phone line has Wayne Nelson waiting patiently on it to talk to us about the futures markets. Good afternoon to you, Wayne.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
Yesterday, USDA released a couple of important reports. They usually set a tone. We'll hear about that a bit later from Daryl Good in the marketplace. Today, that tone was higher.
Yeah, you know, we looked at mainly the reports being somewhat neutral yesterday, and they acted that way for a few minutes, and then the funds come back in buying with a vengeance, and that continued on today, and we pushed up through some, technical points this morning, and we had very strong closes in both the corn and the beans today.
What do you suppose the funds might see that was not revealed in yesterday's reports?
That's probably the biggest question we have out there, because generally we're talking about the tight stocks and the beans, and we generally that's led by a supply market is led by the cash market, and we've seen the basis on the interior and that basically slipping back, the basis in South America slipping back. Yet a lot of corn moved on this yesterday, and some beans moved on this yesterday on the big move up, and probably some more today. So that's not being cash led. They seem to want to be talking about the weather and the delays that we might face this spring because of the cold soil temperatures and the way that the some of the forecasts are staying, below normal average for this time period until about the third week in April. So those are some of the things they're talking about. And then we heard a rumor that there might be an announcement coming up good on biodiesel that might help the bean oil market.
No, there may be the background noise that's pushing things higher, I would guess, huh?
Well, we can't say for sure, but that's definitely something we hadn't been talking about until today.
Well, something's in the marketplace other than what USDA had to release yesterday, I would think.
Well, that is a given. It's just figuring out what it is.
Well, we'll have to continue to talk and see what we think it might be. The question then, I suppose, and I believe you were asked this morning by Dave Dickey, too, is there anything that a producer should do, especially with new crop beans?
With the new crop beans. We were just looking at some of the different things, and there's a lot of feelings that they have the possibility of kicking on up another 25 to 30 cents. We're looking at the ideas that if we sit back and look for a little bit of room up here, that we're going to want to be putting some put strategy in here, because above $12 beans is a money-making situation for all the farmers, and it's also a dollar over what we thought they'd be just a month ago. So we'd like to do a little further pricing as we move on up, probably in that 12-25 range.
What do you hear from South America on the bean harvest there? How's it gone? They've not had a great yield there, but they're not doing too terribly bad.
No, I mean, basically along the way, I think the weather is cooperating a little bit more for them to be finishing up. They are selling their beans a little more. There's a lot of lineups at the ports to load out. They are assuming to do a better job loading them out. And, there was some of the last indications that, had pushed the yield up not quite as low as what some were trying to talk below. And I know that Argentina, even more so than Brazil, was increasing, bringing back up what they'd reduced a couple weeks before and what they were looking at because of their good early harvest.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time with us today, Wayne.
Thanks, Todd.
Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Joins us here on this Tuesday afternoon.